Quarter past four here at KLQP-FM.
I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good Monday afternoon, everyone. Paul Ramo along with Chris Shellstead broadcasting live from the Madison Mercantile. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hey, Paul, how's it going?
It's going super because I have a...
You have a blueberry pomegranate smoothie.
And made by
Kim.
Kim.
The beautiful Kim back there.
Yeah, yeah. And, I love it. It's awesome. It's cold, and she made it really pretty, so I took a picture of it.
Well, you know, a pretty smoothie for a handsome guy.
Oh, thank you.
What can we say?
Yeah, I'm in the, we're actually broadcasting by the stage, and I'm in the spotlight, I see.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a blue light on you, a blue smoothie in your hand. You're looking good, Paul.
All right, thanks, Chris.
Well, and I am not drinking a smoothie, and I'm not drinking coffee. I've got a little hot tea for this raspy voice of mine.
Much talking over the weekend, huh?
A little of that, maybe a little summer cold going on, but we'll try to make it through this.
What is that?
I'm just having a little hot tea. This is a little turmeric and honey tea, and that feels pretty good on your throat.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you sound okay, so we're good to go.
All right. Well, we've had so much fun this past week. This past Saturday, Anna Sicklemeyer and Dallas Knifelot opened their show, and we're looking at it right now. Look at that beautiful photography and gorgeous painting.
Yes, I was here for that opening on Saturday with Anna and Dallas, and they collaborated together, didn't they?
They did, and so Dallas took some beautiful photographs, and then Anna very thoughtfully interpreted them. So their show is called Interpretations, where the artist takes a look at the photograph and pulls out those things that make them special. And they're really beautiful. I think everybody was very impressed.
Yeah, and Anna actually draws the picture that Dallas took.
Yep.
Oil painting, I believe it's oil.
It's watercolor.
Watercolor, okay.
Yeah. And Anna...
Some look so real.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And Anna probably doesn't even know this yet, but she sold a couple pieces already.
Oh, nice.
Yes. So it was really beautiful. We had a great opening on Saturday. The families were all here, a whole bunch of folks in the community. I'd like to thank everybody who makes the time to come to our art openings. It really means a lot to the artists. It's scary to put yourself out there. It's tough. It takes some bravery to put your work up on the walls. And when the community comes by and looks at them and appreciates them, it's really important to the artist.
That's right. No, you do that, put them up for like a month, and another artist come in?
Yep. We try to do at least 30 days because it takes a while for everybody to get through and take a look at them. So Anna and Dallas will be up through July. And then, but we're going to have a little sidebar of dragons.
Oh.
Dragon Fest is coming up, you know.
Nice. Yeah, I am looking at a Madison Dragon I don't know what that is. Oh, it's a dragon, but it's a dragon. Somebody made it.
Somebody crocheted that. It's beautiful. Jolene Workus did that. It's really nice. But one thing we're trying to get is as many dragon paintings and drawings and colorings as we can so that we can have a really beautiful dragon show during Dragon Fest. So there's some adult crayons and colors that have been done over there, but it's mostly kids. So.
Yeah, it's a lot of coloring of dragons. And the kids, I'm sure the kids love it.
Oh, yeah, they love it. So come on down and make a dragon for us.
Did your nephew and niece that were just here, what were their names again? They were just here. We couldn't get them to be on the radio.
No, Liam and Maren Dwyer. They live in Ortonville, but they were down visiting their Nana a bit. They didn't get a chance to do a dragon, but we'll make sure they get one up on the wall soon.
Okay, yep.
The other art thing we've had for kids this summer has been really popular, and it's been a lot of fun. Friday mornings we're having art class, the art club. And the Madison Arts Council, each one of them has taken a different day and done a different type of art. There was tie-dye, there was some sewing crafts, there was watercolor last Friday. Not sure what it is this Friday, but I think it was so popular we'll try to keep it up throughout the year.
Nice.
Yeah, we've generated some really good art from some of the youngsters around here.
Good. You got a lot of stuff going on. You want to talk about Dragon Fest? What going on here at Madison Mercantile?
We do. So there's so much going on all over town. So we're trying to get in on the festivities as well. And we're kicking off our part of Dragon Fest with Welcome Fest. Welcome Fest. That starts on July 9th. And our whole point is to welcome community members back to the community. Welcome new community members to the community. So if you've just moved here or whether you're returning here after being away for 40 years like me, you want to feel welcome back in this community no matter where you're from. So we're kicking off Dragon Fest with a welcoming communities program on July 9th, and we're going to have a taco truck.
A taco truck?
We are going to have a taco truck, yeah. And if you come in, grab a taco, grab something to drink, we'll have some surveys to fill out. And if you fill out a survey about how to make Madison the most welcoming community possible, if you fill out a survey, you'll get a special coupon.
Oh, a coupon.
That's right, to get a little off on your drink or your taco.
Okay, so, coupon or coupon?
You know, that's always an argument. I think my mom said coupon, and I say coupon, and we used to argue about that a little bit, too. So, yeah, it's a coupon, doesn't matter. It'll get you some money off of a drink here at the Merck. And then, of course, we are participating in all the great Dragon Fest things happening in town. One of our highlights is Dragon Jam, and that's not something you put on toast.
Okay, good.
Dragon Jam will be the 12th, and that's just an opportunity to open our stage to everybody, especially alumni. I'd love to see some alumni get up on stage and give us some music. And then on Saturday, we're also hosting the Class of 79 on a kind of a 45th anniversary reunion during the day on Saturday, and later in the year, we have a couple of other reunions. I think we have 5 total throughout the year.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, it's a
perfect
lot of fun.
Place for a class reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, sometimes you're of an age where you want to have a cup of coffee at 10 o'clock rather than, you know, too much late at night, right?
The older you get, you find that out.
Yes. So we're looking forward to supporting all of the great events during Dragon Fest.
Yeah, busy time of the year in Madison here during Dragon Fest. And
yeah, it's great, though. We finally have a little bit of dry weather maybe for that.
Hopefully,
We'll see. But today, you dragged me out of a meeting, Paul.
I did.
Yeah.
We're trying to get the other people on the radio with you, too.
Somehow, not everybody's really excited to jump on a live radio show. But we're meeting today with the Center for Small Towns out of the University of Minnesota Morris. And the Regional Sustainable Development Program, which is a University of Minnesota extension program. And between the two of those groups, we are talking about how to use university resources, including an intern that we have here this summer, to help us develop our food sector here at the Merck.
The food sector?
Yes. So,
what's that?
Well, we are taking about 3,000 square feet of the building, and we are dedicating it to helping producers connect with consumers. So if you have a cottage license or you produce something like carrots or eggs or you name it, how do you connect to markets more efficiently? So we're going to build out that space and help local producers sell their products and get their products known, put them on the tables of our citizens, get them into the school, get them into the food bank, things like that.
So, great idea.
Yeah, it's great. We think it's going to be good for all of us, you know, access to fresh local foods and new markets for those producers.
So do you have the producers all lined up yet, or
we're building
contacting
a,
them, or
a
they
little bit
know about it?
Yep, we were working with Land Stewardship Project over the last year to kind of figure out who all the producers are and what products they have, and they've got a nice database of producers, and now we're going to develop a survey for consumers. So you might get a survey, Paul, that says, "Hey, what kind of thing do you want a local producer to make for you?
Oh.
Is it?" Broccoli? Is it kale? Is it eggs? What is
not kale.
Not kale. Okay. So we want to make sure that producers are producing things that local folks want. And so we're going to try to do that through a survey this summer and fall.
Good. So the Madison Mercantile would be a place for them to connect.
Right. And yes.
A little more organized or whatever, huh?
Well, I don't know about organized.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. But sort of as part of that, we're going to have a farmer's market. We know there's already a farmer's market on Tuesdays here in town, and it's awesome. But we're going to provide a second opportunity for producers to come and connect with consumers here at the Merck on Thursday afternoons. So people with cottage licenses, great bread, cookies, all those kind of things, and other producers and people who make things can grab a spot here at the Merck on Thursday afternoons starting immediately.
All right. Great idea,
yeah.
Chris. That's awesome.
Yeah, we think food is one of those things that bring people together. And
definitely does.
And we feel like the Merck is a place to connect. So it's only natural that we bring more food options here, and we really want to support local producers as they develop their products and give us healthy options.
Yeah, you already have some products from local people here that you already are selling.
Yep.
Honey.
Yep, we have local honey from Weeby Honey in Dawson, and we are still baking with Sandhill Mill products, and we do some local products in our scones. We're hoping to expand those options soon. We're going to work with a couple local culinary experts, I'll put it that way.
Oh, nice.
To come up with some great breakfast options. So
okay.
Stay tuned for some breakfast at the Merck.
Breakfast at the Merck. Well, I'm here in the morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, so maybe I'll wait and have breakfast here then.
Yeah, all right. We'll get you breakfast
right.
at the Merck with
all
local
right.
products.
All right. Anything else going on?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you know, we've been working on helping some other organizations get grants. We've been assisting with grant writing, and that's been very, very enlightening and a lot of fun to do. We haven't received word yet on the results of that, but we want to make sure that we are helping everybody in town access the funding and the support they need to make their dreams come true.
Right, right. All right, well, as we wrap up the program here, Chris, you know, I told you before on air, you've done in a year and a half. How long has it been now since you started?
Well,
you posted a picture of the empty building here. That was amazing.
Kind of crazy. When we're sitting right here, Paul, this was one big, huge open space.
Yeah.
And that was, we bought the building 3 years ago. And so the...
3 years ago, all right.
3 years ago. The coffee house has been open for just over 2 years. And the art gallery and everything else continues to evolve to what the community needs.
Yep.
We have the beautiful accessible garden that Kelvin's got
going.
How's
that going?
Oh, fabulous. I think he's doing such a great job collaborating with Dwayne Hasted to get the best dirt and fertilizer possible. Those plants are overgrowing their containers already. Kelvin's doing a great job on the garden back
I bet
there.
He loves that, doesn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. He's got a nice tan sitting out there tending the plants.
Yep, and you got a music room?
We got the music room. We got art studios. And we have room for more. So we're always learning and growing. If there's something that the community needs or wants, or would like to see develop here, please don't hesitate
right.
to let us know.
And if you're listening, donations are always accepted here. You know, it takes money to do what Chris is doing, a lot of money.
That's right, Paul.
And donations are always accepted. I see that up at the bar there. So.
Yep. We are a 501c3. 75% of the building is in the nonprofit status. So we were lucky enough this year to get some operating funds from McKnight and MARDAG. So we can pay the rent, mortgage, taxes, those kind of things. But that doesn't go that far when you're looking at programs. So programs cost money, and we want to make sure folks that do things here get compensated.
That's right. So come on into the Madison Merck, visit with Chris, and give a donation. That'd be great.
Let me know what we can do for you.
You are a huge asset to the Madison community.
Thank
huge.
You, Paul. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate you.
All right. So that wraps up another Coffee at the Merc?
Or Tea at the Merc, as the case may be.
Or I got a smoothie.
Smoothies, teas, you name it, we can do it for you here.
All right. When is the coffee shop open?
Oh, 7:30 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday. And we stay open a little bit later on Tuesdays and Thursdays because we have a couple different meetings. So we're open until 7 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And Saturdays can fluctuate a bit. Our core hours are 10 to 2. But if we have music or events or something, we'll stay open later on Saturdays.
All right.
So,
real good.
Down.
Well, cheers.
Cheers.
Hope your throat feels better.
I think I'll be okay. I got to quit talking now.
Okay. I don't know if that ever happened, does it?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. Chris Shelstead. Here at the Madison Merc with another Coffee at the Merc. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merc with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merc.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each
time. This is KLQP, Madison Dawson News and Weather, brought to you by TAC Computers in Dawson. For sales, service, and consulting, see TAC Computers, downtown Dawson.
Minnesota News Network. MnDOT officials say high water in south central and southwest Minnesota has reached record-breaking levels in some areas. Assistant District Maintenance Engineer Scott Morgan tells us,
flood here in Mankato corresponds to somewhere a little bit larger than a 140-year event, and the flow elevations that you see at Henderson correspond to a 225-year event or larger.
Morgan says, in addition to other closures, there's sustained.
Is your computer running slower than it should be,
or
is it infected with
the
virus?
Henderson.
Then bring it in to TAC Computers.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 64 tonight under overcast skies with a chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 83 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Ample sunshine expected Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 85. 76, thunderstorms likely Thursday. Take a look at the extended forecast. 75 Friday, 81 Saturday, and 81 on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently, it's 75 degrees.
And with that, windy and overcast here in Madison on this, Monday afternoon. Well, a few breaks in the clouds out there. Had a little glitch in the news there. Let's try that again.
Minnesota News Network. MnDOT officials say high water in south central and southwest Minnesota has reached record-breaking levels in some areas. Assistant District Maintenance Engineer Scott Morgan tells us,
flood here in Mankato corresponds to somewhere a little bit larger than a 140-year event, and the flow elevations that you see at Henderson correspond to a 225-year event or larger.
Morgan says in addition to other closures, there's sustained water from the Minnesota River over Highway 19 east of Henderson, Highway 93 west of Le Sueur, and Highway 22 east of St. Peter. He says emergency repairs were needed on the only remaining open road to Henderson, and there's flooding on Highway 71 in Jackson and Highway 62 and 60 in Windham, plus shoulder damage on at least 8 roads across the district. Lastly, police are investigating after a maintenance worker discovered a body in a holding pond near the Elm Creek rest area in Maple Grove Saturday afternoon. The Hennepin County Medical Examiner will determine the cause and manner of death.
Fleet Farm has everything you need for your 4th of July cookout. No matter what your favorite grilling brand is, we've got it. Shop brands like Weber, Traeger, and Pit Boss. Get a Blackstone 28-inch griddle with hood on sale for just $279.99. Plus, pick up two 16-pound bags of Kingsford charcoal briquettes for only $17.99. Get great deals on all the essentials for your holiday cookout at Fleet Farm.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems.
Is your computer running slower than it should be, or is it infected with a virus? Then bring it in to TAC Computers, 682 6th Street, right downtown Dawson, owned and operated by Derek Fierkenstead. He can handle all of your computer problems, and if you're in the market for a new computer, Derek will help you there too, featuring Dell systems, both PCs and laptops. TAC Computers also have printers, computer software, and accessories, including ink cartridges. They're located just a few doors down from the Dawson Post Office, or call 320-769-2883. TAC Computers, downtown Dawson. News and weather this hour brought to you by TAC Computers, downtown Dawson. For sales, service, and consulting, see Derek Fierkenstead at TAC Computers, Dawson.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week, quarter and second half of the year higher, led by mega cap tech stocks, with the Nasdaq notching a new record close. The Dow up 51 points, the Nasdaq up 147, S&P 500 up 15. Microsoft hitting an all-time high, notching its 28th record close this year, while Apple scored its fifth record close of the year. The owner of Redbox has filed for bankruptcy after accumulating nearly $1 billion in debt. Its parent company, Chicken Soup for the Soul Entertainment, said its lenders were unwilling to cooperate with possible refinancing. The company owes money to hundreds of creditors, including Walmart and Walgreens, along with several media companies. Redbox is best known for its Red DVD rental machines and currently has at least 27,000 kiosks parked at grocery stores and retailers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Varsky, invested in you.
If you had $1 million in 2009, today it would be worth less than $700,000. Thank you, big government. Hedge against runaway inflation with gold from Birch Gold Group. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in physical gold. I trust Birch Gold, and you can too.
Text the word SHELTER to the number 989898 and get a free, no-obligation info kit on gold. Text SHELTER to 989898 today.
The time is 4:35. At Q92, we're celebrating 41 years of broadcast service in 2024.
I'm
Great music for Dawson, Boyd, and Clarkfield on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see it's getting late, oh please don't hesitate, put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry, put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know,
The time is 4:44.
When addiction takes hold, it's easy to feel like no one can help. But you're not in this alone. For 75 years, Hazelden Betty Ford has been at the forefront of addiction and mental health care, evolving treatment, reimagining recovery, and breaking through barriers to help families everywhere find healing. So please reach out at 855-489-2383. Help is here. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation and aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's time now for Q92's Job Fair on the Air, heard at this time every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you're looking for work, tune in because there could be an employer looking for you. Again, that's Job Fair on the Air, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time right here on Q92. Madison Healthcare Services has some job opportunities available. They're looking for a maintenance technician, RN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, LPN for the care center with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, resident assistant, HHA, medical lab technician with a $9,000 sign-on bonus. Madison Healthcare Services is in need of a registered nurse for the hospital with a $9,000 sign-on bonus, and they're looking for certified nursing assistants with a $5,000 sign-on bonus. Certification assistance is available. If you have any questions or need help filling out an application, contact Human Resources at Madison Healthcare Services at 320-598-7551. Applications may be submitted online, picked up at the front desk of Madison Healthcare Services, or sent to Human Resources, Madison Healthcare Services, 900 2nd Avenue, Madison, Minnesota, 56256. Madison Healthcare Services is an equal opportunity provider and employer. Visman Trucking, one of the largest haulers of food-grade bulk products in the U.S., transporting goods across the U.S. and Canada, is hiring. They have several job openings for drivers and other positions as well. Right now, they're in need of a truck and trailer mechanic in Renville. Wage and benefits starting at $18 to $24 per hour, depending on experience. Visman Trucking is seeking a semi-truck service technician to maintain semi-trucks and trailers in Marshall. They're also in need of a truck and trailer mechanic in Dawson and an auto body technician in Dawson and many other positions. If you're interested, you can go online to VismanTrucking.com. That's VismanTrucking.com. Click on Careers. You can contact Visman Trucking at 1-800-328-2408. Email info at VismanTrucking.com. And you can see them at 215 First Avenue in Gary, South Dakota. Job applications are also available online at VismanTrucking.com. UFP Mineota has some job openings. They're looking for a maintenance tech, shipping receiving clerk, forklift operator, production manager trainee, inventory cycle counter. If you want more information on these positions, open at UFP Mineota. Give a call to 507-872-6178. That's 507-872-6178. Or stop in at 700 East 1st Street in Mineota and get information on those job positions available at UFP Mineota. Mid-Minnesota Lumber Company in Appleton has a position open in sales and estimating. Be full-time Monday through Friday. Construction project experience preferred. Drafting experience helpful but not required, and they'll train the right candidate. Salary plus commission possible based on experience. Submit your resume to Mid-Minnesota Lumber. That's midmnlumber@gmail.com. midmnlumber@gmail.com. Or apply at Mid-Minnesota Lumber in Appleton at 138 West Sorenson, Appleton, or call 320-289-2714. That's 320-289-2714. If you missed any of the phone numbers or contacts for any of those jobs, feel free to contact us here at Q92 Radio, and we will look them up for you. You've been listening to Job Fair on the Air, heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time here on Q92. If you're an employer looking for help, be sure to give us a call for details on how to get your message on Job Fair on the Air and reach those who are looking for work. And it's heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at this time right here on 92.1 FM.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do with all the money you save?
What you gonna do with all the money you save? Thanks to the Star Spangled Produce Sale at Jubilee Foods in Madison. 6 ears of fresh sweet corn, just $2. Washington cherries are $2.29 a pound. Pick up some seedless watermelons at $4.99 each. All this and more at Jubilee Foods in Madison, your hometown grocer, with a bag of groceries and carry them to your car.
What you gonna do with all the money you save?
The time is 4:49. Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP FM.
stand up on that bass one time. Oh, that's funky, yo. Let me see you tighten up on that guitar. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that organ now. Come on, organ. That's it. I said we got a new dance, y'all. It's called the time to move it to your left. Move it to your right. Move it to your left. Now make it mellow. Do the time to. You can do it now. So baby get to it. Come on and tighten up. Tighten it up now. And you can do it now. Do that time to. Now, let's tighten up on that bass one time. Come on, bass. Oh, yeah. Like that. Let's tighten up on that guitar one time. Oh, yeah. Now tighten up on that organ one time. Come on, organ. Oh, yeah. Move it to your left. Move it to your right. Move it to your left. Move it to your right. Now make it.
This is KOQP, Madison Dawson, news and weather brought to you this hour by Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service, a full-service real estate and auction company.
Total immunity. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The Supreme Court with a ruling on the prosecution of former presidents.
Presidents enjoy absolute immunity for core acts of the office, Chief Justice John Roberts writes. But as for a president's unofficial acts, there is no immunity. The separation of powers does not bar a prosecution predicated on the president's unofficial acts. The 6-3 ruling sends back former President Trump's immunity claim in his federal elections interference trial back to lower courts to reconsider the challenge and determine what is and is not an official act, likely delaying a trial until after November's election.
Fox's Jared Halpern and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented, along with Justices Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, arguing the majority is preventing a president from becoming king only through case-by-case applications. Trump ally Steve Bannon remaining defiant as he surrendered at a federal prison in Connecticut to serve a 4-month sentence for contempt of Congress.
I am proud to go to prison. If this is what it takes to stand up to tyranny, if this is what it takes to stand up to the Garland corrupt criminal DOJ.
The Supreme Court rejected Bannon's emergency appeal to put off his sentence as his appeal plays out. A mistrial declared in the murder trial of Karen Reed, a Massachusetts woman accused of killing her Boston police officer boyfriend by hitting him with her SUV, leaving him in a snowstorm.
Your support was invaluable. We are touched. And we ask for your continued support.
Reed's lawyer, David Yannetti, prosecutors say they intend to retry the case. Reed, a former adjunct professor at Bentley College, faced second-degree murder and other charges in the death of Officer John O'Keefe. Wall Street stocks saw some modest gains. The Dow added 50 points. The Nasdaq gained 146. The S&P plus 14. America is listening to Fox News.
K
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls were stopped, the threats were stopped. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details.
Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service is West Central Minnesota's full-service real estate and auction company with over 65 years of combined experience. They specialize in agricultural cropland, residential, rural residential, and hunting and recreational properties. Give Hughes Real Estate Service a call today, 320-815-0460, or check them out on the web at HughesRealEstate.net.
Here's your Q92 Country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 64 tonight under overcast skies with a chance of thunderstorms. Winds out of the south, 10 to 15 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 83 tomorrow. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Clear skies tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 62. Ample sunshine expected Wednesday with daytime highs approaching 85. 76, thunderstorms likely Thursday. Taking a look at the extended forecast, 75 Friday, 81 Saturday, and 81 on Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Right now, 77.
News and weather this hour has been brought to you by Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service, a full-service real estate and auction company with over 65 years of combined experience.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants' 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping nirvana, Crayola experience creativity, hangout heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/summer.
It's 5 past 5 here at KLQP-FM.
Come on over to Gary, South Dakota for their annual Independence Day celebration starting Wednesday, July 3rd through Sunday, July 7th. Fireworks by Fireworks City, Wednesday, July 3rd, 10 o'clock, northwest corner of Gary. Friday and Saturday, it's the PRCA Gary Rodeo, starting at 6 o'clock both nights. Lots of entertainment. For a complete list of events, check out Gary SD Community Club Facebook page. That's Gary SD Community Club Facebook page. Come on over to Gary, Wednesday night, 10 o'clock, for fireworks, their annual Independence Day celebration.
This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. It's a quiet night tonight in Minnesota sports. The Twins, Saints, and Lynx are all off. The Twins yesterday, though, beat Seattle 5-3. They got a two-run blast from Trevor Larnach in the eighth inning. That put him up for good. Larnach's been hitting the ball hard of late, according to manager Rocco Baldelli.
He's had a lot of good at-bats lately. You know, I don't know if he would say he's locked in, but he's hit some balls really good. His luck hasn't quite been there, but we're still running him out there, and he's doing positive things. Like, you can see it. You can see it under the surface. And lucky for us, it showed up in the box score in a huge manner.
The Twins will welcome Detroit to Target Field tomorrow night. The Saints will start a six-game home series with Gwinnett tomorrow at CHS Field in St. Paul. And the Lynx notched a relatively ugly win yesterday, according to head coach Cheryl Reeve. They allowed only 5 points in the fourth quarter. It was a come-from-behind, low-scoring 70-62 win. This is MNN Sports.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's the Minnesota Sports Prep Update for Monday, July 1st, sponsored by Friends and Bank and Trust. I'm Ryan Phelps. Congratulations to Joe Maurer, the three sports standout.